start the audio because I frequently forget to do that. The Warrior Mindset, the name of the group that goes along with the page. It's a private group. You have to answer the questions and you have to agree to the rules of the group in order to get accepted. If you do not, Tracy or Kim or I will just decline you and you won't get into the group. So it's rather simple. Just answer the questions and agree to the rules, which basically say that everyone's going to be positive and be kind to each other and we're not going to accept or tolerate any spam or any, you know, any inappropriate behavior. Okay, I didn't bring my John Maxwell book in here with me, I just realized. So we have been, for the better part of the last 15 weeks, covering John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. I am actually a certified member of the John Maxwell team. And so through that, I am able to offer his material, certain pieces of his material. Of course, this is just us working with a book, so it really doesn't fall under the guidelines of a particular class. But what it did allow me to do is watch all of his teaching videos on his book and why he wrote this book. So just sort of deepened my ability to be able to present it to you. Again, the book is called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell, and you probably have seen it on our site. We have had it up there, pictures of it, talking about different aspects that we have been working on. So today we're covering the last two chapters, chapter 14 and 15, the law of expansion and the law of contribution. But first, I thought I would just go back and do a recap of my favorites of the 15 laws. Not all 15 are my favorite. I will go through the ones that I think are really important. And of course, what we aim to do here on the Working Warrior Mom is present you with free content and classes that are live on Facebook. We do the Coffee Chat Show every Saturday morning. It's a live show on Facebook, which talks about success principles and sometimes prosperity principles and good habits and good morning, Janet. And encourages you to create a future unlike the past. I am the owner of a boutique consulting and personal development company called Fortunato Partners, and the brand that I operate under there is called Revealing Leaders. And what Revealing Leaders strives to do is just that, teach people to create a future unlike the past. On that note, on Friday, we shot the first four episodes of my new video blog called The Leadership Chronicles. So as we get the intro edited and we're going to be launching one episode a week, and those will be launched on my YouTube page and shared on my LinkedIn. And then we will probably, Kim will probably make them available to the Facebook pages as well. If you want to learn more about the business that I have, you could go to Revealing Leaders on Facebook and you can find us there. The Working Warrior Mom is my give back vehicle. It's where it was the Working Single Mom. For those of you that have been following me for a really long time, you know that. I've been on Facebook with this brand since 2016. In 2019, I got married after not being married for 18, 19 years after being a single mom. So I felt like it was time to just change that one word from working single mom to working warrior mom. I will always be a mom. I will always be a warrior, hence the shirt. And I will always be working. So it fits. Anyway, that's my give back brand. So if you are watching the show, you are likely following that brand on Facebook, and we don't try to sell you anything except for the few live Zooms that I'm going to do a couple times a year. Those are Eventbrite ticketed items. Other than that, we have a lot of free downloadables on the site. We have an email list that you can join, but you're not required to. So we have that whole brand up there, theworkingwarriormom.com. Everything in there is free content, free downloadables, all of that. revealing leaders is different. That's where I do executive coaching. We are a certified DISC partner. We are a certified 5 behaviors partner. I am Dare to Lead trained. I am a certified master professional coach. I'm a member of the John Maxwell team. I'm a John Maxwell corporate facilitator. So all of those types of business things operate under revealing leaders. So if you are an entrepreneur or a manager or a leader and you want to hear positive commentary on business topics and things like that, you can follow us on Facebook under Revealing Leaders. Okay, so that was my little commercial for Revealing Leaders. Now, back to the John Maxwell book. These are my favorite laws. The first law was the law of intentionality. And in essence, the breakdown of that law is be intentional about your growth and have a plan. So growth isn't just going to happen. You have to actually have a plan for it. If you want to change your life from where it is to where you want it to go, you actually have to change. And in order to change, you want to grow and study new things or investigate new things, read. You might want to work out so you stay healthy, so you can achieve your personal growth. So rather than a goals plan only, a personal growth plan allows you to have just that, a plan. And that plan will ebb and flow as you go through the years, but it's something that you start and you really never end because you always want to be growing. As soon as you stop growing, you become complacent. As soon as you're complacent, you start backsliding. So if you are on a mission to have a future unlike the past, or you want to have a better life for yourself or your children and you want things to be different, you actually have to put in some effort on that. And therefore, you would have to be intentional about your growth and intentional about your forward progress. So that's basically law number one. Law number two is the law of awareness. In essence, that one is be honest with yourself about where you are. And you can't have a personal development plan if you're not acknowledging the state that you're in now, where you're at now, and where you've been, where you want to go. The law of awareness says take a reality check on who and what you are and just tell the truth to yourself about that. I am paraphrasing, by the way. John Maxwell does not say it exactly like this. However, this is my take. Keep in mind, this is my take on John Maxwell's book. Okay, so the law of awareness, be honest with yourself about where you are and where you're at. Okay, the law of intentionality, be intentional about your growth plan and actually make a plan. You require to have a growth plan if you want to change anything. Stuff is not going to change by you sitting around doing the same thing that you've been doing for years. Wherever you are in your life, you got there by doing all the things that you do every day. The things that are like rote to you, right? They repeat themselves. You're stuck in ruts of behavior. If your house is messy, if you're not working out, or whatever the case may be, all of the things got you to this point right now, sitting in your seat where you are. If you want to change anything, things have to change. You can't just make a new idea without actions coming after that. The third law is the law of the mirror, and that one is about understanding your value. I think a lot of us, for all of the women that are listening especially, think we tend to undervalue ourselves, and that then plays out in everything that we do. So the law of the mirror says understand your value and your worth. That one's important. The fourth law is the law of reflection, which is the value of the pause to let things sink in. So if you are on a growth plan and you're doing a lot of things, you know, a lot reading things, taking courses, taking classes, whatever, you want to allow pauses in there so that you have time to reflect on all the things that you're learning and apply them. Because if you don't reflect on them and let them sink in, then there's really no application there, right? So you want to apply them and you need time to think about them so that you can see how to apply them effectively. That, in essence, is the law of reflection. I know these seem to be going in order, but it just so happens that laws 1 through 6 are 6 of my favorites, and then I have one more favorite that's actually number 10. So the law of consistency is number 5. That one is about your growth, making new habits, new thoughts, making the changes, whatever you're doing that's in your growth plan that is going to help you to push forward. You want to be doing those new things consistently. In other words, you don't want to make a growth plan and then, you know, you do some affirmations one day and then you don't do them again for 5 days. And then maybe you do them again, I don't know, twice a month. And then you wonder why nothing's happening and why nothing's changing. Or you set yourself up a wealth plan. I don't like the word budget, so I say wealth plan. You set yourself up on a wealth plan for your circulation of money and your satisfying your monthly obligations and things like that. And then you don't check in with it on a monthly basis. And then you get to, you know, 6 months or 1 year and you wonder why nothing changed in your economics, right? So whatever the changes are, whatever you want to do that's new to help you be a different way, you need to do that consistently. So that, in essence, is the law of consistency. New habits, new thoughts, new behaviors, over and over and over and over and over. And that is how you create change in your life. Number 6 is the law of environment, which basically is what is surrounding you, who is surrounding you, what are you surrounded with. We talked about this last week, I feel like, or maybe it was in the class that I did afterwards. We talked about, you know, what are the circumstances of your actual, like, the cabinets in your house, the closets, the living room, the kitchen, the bathrooms, you know, the closets. What's the circumstance there? You know, is the closet so filled with just chaos that you have to open the door, shove something in, and shut the door before everything falls on you? Is your car so filthy that when you get in, you have to kick things out of the way so that you can drive? Is the back of your car like a dumpster? I mean, what's happening? Are the people that you're hanging around with every day that are talking to you, are they just negative? Are they talking about what's wrong and what's not working? I'm in the middle of studying positive psychology, and positive psychology and an attitude of positivity absolutely can be learned. Absolutely can be learned. It is not beyond your reach to retrain your mind and to retrain your behavior. That is very much within your reach to do. And as I dig into that study more, I'll be sharing things with you. This is why it's helpful to have a coach, right? Especially if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner. It's good to, when you're starting this change process, it's good to have a coach to remind you, you know, of your vision for your life. And that's another thing. In the law of intentionality and in all these 6 laws, that the first 6 laws that I just talked about in your growth plan, what is your vision for your life? What is your vision for your life? And that's why people often will hire a coach, right? Because the coach holds the vision. The coach is a co-creator with you on how you want your life to be. And if anyone's going to ask, yes, I am going to start taking coaching clients again. I am more of an executive and leadership coach, so you would only want to work with me if you absolutely are committed to creating a new vision for yourself, creating a future unlike the past. I'm not cheap. I'm not crazy expensive either, but I'm not the cheap seats. And I don't do just life coaching, as far as, you know, like relationship and your kids are out of order and all that. In the course of coaching you on the vision for your life or your business, or, you know, if you're an executive and you're wanting to polish up leadership skills and you want a coach in that arena, we will end up talking about your life. And so that stuff comes up. But I am a professional coach, and that's the type of coaching that I do. So if anyone wants that type of coaching, I'm your girl. If you want a life coach, I have a couple of coaches that, Tracy is one of them, that are actually certified coaches with their own businesses. And you can email us to, you know, find out about them. That's something that you're interested in. The reason I'm mentioning coaching is, as I talk about these, the personal growth and your commitment to your personal growth, if you are living in the middle of a regular life, most times you're surrounded with people who are not going to support your vision for growth for your life. So as you want to personally develop yourself and transform yourself, you oftentimes require assistance. You require someone to be in your corner. You require a cheerleader and someone to help direct your thoughts and help you transform what's going on in your mind. And this is where a coach is valuable, because the coach holds your vision for your life alongside you. And when you forget it, they remind you. And that's what makes coaching really valuable. And I'm the coach that puts a stick of dynamite up your ass and gets you moving, by the way. So you definitely would never want to work with me if you really don't want things to change. I am definitely not your girl. The law of expansion. So those are my favorite laws, 1 through 6, and then number 10. Sorry, I missed one. The law of the rubber band. The law of the rubber band is number 10. Keep stretching. Keep pushing yourself. Keep going. You know, if you hold a rubber band and you don't pull it, it really doesn't do its job. It's kind of useless. It's just a piece of rubber. The rubber band does its job when you pull it open, you put stuff in the middle, and then it holds everything tight, right? So the rubber band does its job when it's stretching. And you do your best work when you're stretching as a human being. Therefore, the law of the rubber band is one of my favorites. Now, the last two laws, which I promised to cover today, is the law of expansion and the law of contribution. The law of expansion basically says, keep growing, stay curious, stay invested in your growth plan, never stop learning, never stop looking for people to be mentors to you, whether they're authors or videos, or there's so many online courses that you can take with incredibly smart and intelligent people that can help you think about things in a new way. Don't ever stop expanding yourself, right? Like I said, when you stop growing, when you stop expanding your mind into different ways of thinking, you become complacent. And there's only one thing that happens after you're complacent for so long: you start backsliding. So if you want to stay vibrant and you want your mental capacity to stay vibrant as you age, says the girl who's 54, you want to keep studying new things. You want to keep investing yourself in new things and learning new things and improving yourself. I'm constantly improving myself and constantly taking certification programs and certificate programs and reading and all of that. And the reason, that's one of the reasons that I make an excellent executive coach, is because anything that I'm pushing you to do, I'm already doing it, or I've done it, or I'm still doing it. Don't ever stop expanding yourself. Don't ever stop looking for ways to better yourself and pour into your personal development. That, in essence, is the law of expansion. And the law of contribution says, make the most use of your life by giving back. That, in essence, is the essence of the law of contribution. What are you contributing? What are you giving? What are you pouring out? What are you doing? Why are you here on planet Earth? Are you here to just live your own small, boxed-in existence? Or are you here to learn everything that you can and glean everything that you can so then you can then share it? Okay? Because what else is there? He uses one of my favorite quotes in the world, which is by George Bernard Shaw. And I am totally paraphrasing here, but there's a line in there that basically says, instead of being a feverish clod of grievances and ailments, Look to see what you can be doing for other people and look to stretch your life out as a contribution. It's one of the reasons that I do the Coffee Chat show. This show, I pay for it myself. I don't get money for it. We don't try to sell you anything on it. I literally get up every Saturday morning early after working all week and do the show. And I did it on Sunday this week because I couldn't do it yesterday. And I felt like I just wanted to do it because there are some people, there's a small handful of people that watch this every week and they really count on it. And they interact with us on the Warrior Mindset and it's important to them. And that's part of my contribution, is to give that back, is to give back in that way. So where can you contribute? Where are you leaving people better than you found them? Where are you creating a legacy that will go on long after you don't, that is contributing to other people? Where are you taking your expertise and sharing it? Where are you coaching? Where are you giving? It isn't just about giving money. I mean, that's nice, and I do a fair amount of that. Jennifer Harvey, I have not heard from you. I see you watching. You have not emailed me back. I see you. Sorry, from time to time, we'll have a wayward person and they'll just appear here and I want to make sure they know I saw them. So what do you want to leave here, like after you're done, right? The way that you can do that, I mean, as I said, money is nice and I give a fair amount of that away. Jen, didn't you, okay, sorry guys, I'm gonna take a little commercial here. Jen, didn't you get my emails? I've sent you like two or three emails. Maybe you're not getting them. Email me your cell phone number. Okay, sorry. So, what are you giving back? What are you pouring into other people? Priscilla says, magnify your voice, find a cause and give back, even if it's just your time. And she's right on the money. And what I was going to say is money is nice, but your time, you, each of us has a gift to bring to the world. And that's something personal that only we can contribute to the world. And each of you knows what that is for you. And if you're not sharing that with others, like, how is anyone else going to benefit from that? You know, mentoring people, even going to read at the library, like most community libraries have a reading program where adults can come and read to the kids. Like, you don't know what kind of a relationship you could foster with the children, what you might be able to pour into them as you're reading stories to them. Like, you don't know where your gift is going to be a blessing to someone. Your job is to just be looking for places to give your gift. It's one of the reasons that I want to build out Revealing Leaders into a full-blown personal development company, because I think that my real job is to build and pour into a team of people that are out there coaching and teaching, along with the principles that I've studied almost my whole life and that I have tested and tried. And I see lots of different personal development models. They're great, but often they don't show you the whole picture. When you are personally developing yourself and wanting to create a future unlike the past, there are a lot of building blocks that are involved in that. It is not just as simple as, you know, studying the law of attraction and raising your vibe. That is definitely a piece of it. It is definitely a component. There are a lot of other things mixed in there. So look for your gift and then figure out how you can share it. And that's really what the law of contribution says. Like, don't hold it just for yourself. Share it. You have something to give. You have something to contribute. And you don't know how and when your gift will bless someone else's life. So you have to just be willing to give it freely. without anything in return. That's the key. You are either a contributor for the good of humanity, or you are someone who just gives for what they can receive. A true giver is someone that just gives and puts it out there and trusts that it will be put to its highest and best use. So, in essence, that is the law of contribution. John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, is worth the read, especially if you are new to personal development and you are new to examining the idea of changing your life and creating a future for yourself that you really want to live into. It's a great starter book for that starter conversation. If you want it to get into a deeper prosperity conversation, we, as I said, I have 3 live Zoom masterclasses that are available. One is next Saturday in the afternoon. And if you go to our Facebook page and just hit the events tab, they're all there and they'll take you through to the Eventbrite links. Again, that is not something that I do all the time. It is rare for me to do that. I don't know when I'll do it again. And we only are allowing a very small amount of people, like 10 to 15 people, and that's it. Because I want to be able to really listen to who's in there and see how I can help. Okay, so to find out about us and anything that you might want to know, you can go to theworkingwarriormom.com or thecoffeechatshow.com. They both go to the same place. One's easier to type than the other. And next time that we're together, we're going to go back through just some success principles in general. Overall, give you some pointers on how to create a future unlike the past. So we're going to do kind of a review of some core principles for the next 2 Saturdays. Then we're off for a Saturday, and then we start the atomic laws of, what is it? The atomic habits. So we're not going to work through a book chapter by chapter anymore. I'm just going to give you some of the high points, you know, of these books that we are working with. So the next book that we are working with is called Atomic Habits, and it's a good one, actually. All right, so that's it for me. It's Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. It's Sunday. I have a million things to do. I'm sure you do too. We just wanted to get the show out there and up so that we just stay with our integrity of having the Coffee Chat Show once a week. Normally, we are here on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. So I guess we will see some of you next Saturday, and visit us at theworkingwarriormom.com. We'll see you soon. I'll say goodbye to our podcast folks here.